It's The Naked Scientists with Chris and Helen. And if you want to have a go at this week's Kitchen Science, which is coming up now, then you're going to need to get hold of a toaster, a big bit of cardboard, which you can roll up into a tube, a bit like a chef's hat, and you need one of the cheapest, nastiest, thinnest plastic bin liners that you can find. What do we want you to do with it? Well, last Saturday at the Cambridge Science Festival, Dave Ansell and Ben Vowsler went along to the zoology department where Tom and Marco were helping them to set it all up.
For Kitchen Science this week, we're here at the Cambridge Science Festival. I'm here with Dave and with Tom and Marco, and we're going to learn about what happens when you heat air up. So, Dave, what's going to happen?
Well, we use a toaster to expand air and see what happens to a bin bag full of it.
So what do you think will happen to a bin bag full of air with a toaster?
Maybe the air will heat up, maybe.
And what do you think will happen when the air heats up?
It might melt the plastic bag a bit.
So, Dave, are we doing anything to stop the plastic bag melting?
Well, but basically what you want for this, you want to take a toaster, perfectly normal household toaster, and then what we're going to do is we're going to fill a bin bag. You want as cheap, light bin bag as you can find, and you want to fill it with hot air from the toaster. Now, if you just do it over the top of a toaster, you might burn your fingers, or you might get the bag stuck to the toaster and make a horrible smell and make your toaster smell of hot plastic forevermore. So what you want to do is get a piece of cardboard, turn it into a tube, and put it over the top of the toaster. So, could you do that for me?
Okay.
Tom is now expertly fitting the protective card around the top of the toaster, so it looks a bit like the toaster's wearing a cardboard top hat. And remember, if you do this at home, you need to make sure you keep everything safe, because you don't want burning plastic on your toaster, not least because you won't be able to make very good toast after that, will you? And Dave, what setting is the toaster on?
Probably want the toaster on full power, and you want the cardboard tube to be about as long as your bin bag, or slightly longer.
So, shall we put the bin bag over the card and see what happens?
Yeah, okay, so we'll take this economy bin bag and put it over the top of the toaster, if you can do that.
And the bin bag fits nicely over the cardboard tube, well designed, Dave. So if you think you know what's going to happen to the bin bag on top of the toaster, then please call into the Naked Scientists. We'll be back later to let you know what really happens.
Thank you, guys. So just in case you missed that, you need to get a very big piece of cardboard. You roll it up into a tube and put it on top of your toaster. And then you open the plastic bag, put it loosely over the top of the tube, switch the toaster on, and watch what happens. Now, once you've got the result, give us a call, 08459 25 2000, email chris@nakedscientist.com, or text in 07786 20 1960. If you are the first through with the correct findings and the correct interpretation, you could get into the hat to win this fantastic remote control plane that we've got from the Science Museum. And as a word of caution, toasters do get hot, so make sure you've emptied out the crumbs from the bottom of the toaster and don't burn yourself, please.
Yes, definitely. Keep safety in mind at all times.